My name is Sophia. I am 10 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Jannera Solomon. I learned from Jannera that you have to be thankful for the things in your life and for privileges that you might have that other people don't have. This interview taught me to be grateful for the things I have. Jannera's early life in Guyana was a rainbow of activity, from flying kites to running around outside on the beach or the street. Jannera still remembers the small moments when she felt really delighted, like when her family and friends would all fly kites together on Easter, or when she had competitions with other kids in the neighborhood. When I asked Jannera what she misses most about Guyana, she said the food. This made me wonder, but when she started talking about why, I could taste the food in my mouth. Even though Jannera was living a wonderful childhood, her parents decided that the U.S. had more opportunities for a good education and a good job. Jannera said she was extremely mad at her parents when they told her they were moving, yet she was excited to move because everyone, Jannera included, thought the U.S. was a really rich country. At first, it was hard for Jannera to accept her new home, but she eventually became more open-minded and was surprised about how much she learned. Her family moved to the United States when Jannera was age 9. When they arrived in the USA, many extended family members were there waiting for them. Even though Jannera was with her family, she still missed Guyana. Jannera was negative about the USA for the first 5 years she lived here because she missed her life in Guyana so much. Looking back, she now realizes how lucky she is to have received such a great education in the USA and to have so many welcoming teachers and friends. And so many people helped to make her feel comfortable and at home in America. She also realized how lucky she was to have parents who would move across the world so she could have a better education and more opportunities. My interview with Jannera taught me to always be thankful for the things I have and not worry about what I don't have. Jannera didn't give America a chance for 5 years, but looking back, she realizes that instead of hating it here, she could have learned so many new things if she had been more accepting. I hope that future fifth graders also have a great interview experience, and I realize how important it is to be grateful.